original content. I would start a podcast, I would start a vlog, I would crush BTS, I would Twitch. You literally standing in your dispensary all day. Don't show the customers because people, there's still just enough stigma to it that I'm not sure, but you can tell people if they want to. Like, content, 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 content.
Attention is the number one asset.
I'm gonna do a little Q&A session here for 15 minutes.
Rips asked, how do you navigate being so handsome and so smart at the same time?
That's from Rips?
Yeah.
You know, Rips, it requires humility. You know, when you have these God-given gifts, you need to really deploy humility. And I actually believe humility is one of the superpowers that's not seen. I will tell you that Sid and Dustin, who get to actually see me day to day, not in the content, I guarantee they believe that I have humility. They know I have bravado and confidence and all that juice. But you guys both agree that you think I...
100%.
You're not just saying that tonight, right?
Yeah.
How do you master the mundane of the real estate business? Countless cold calls, marketing, etc. How to keep the motivation going?
By falling in love with accountability and with loving the dirt. Realizing you have no choice and realizing you have every choice is how you handle this. Meaning, if you've signed up to be in real estate, like... Everybody thinks entrepreneurship and career, like there's no glamour. Like you have to become comfortable with discomfort. Everyone's gotten into this place in society where they just want everything to be easy. It's just not the way life works. There's twists and turns, and how do I deal with it? Like today's a gloomy day. I had a 2-hour meeting in the morning that I just had that I had no interest in having. Like sometimes you have to eat it because you've signed up for it. You sleep in the bed that you've made. You've made that decision to be in real estate. So you have no choice. Now let me flip the pillow on the other side where it's nice and cool. You have unlimited choices. If it gets to a place where you can't sustain the discomfort, the you don't want to eat the mud for that long anymore, you don't enjoy being in that zone for a period of time and it's been sustained now, you quit. You fucking quit. You quit. You are in charge. What you can't do is dwell and cry and like complain about shit that you're in charge of. Like, I understand it will be difficult if you don't have a paycheck. So then go out and start posting on LinkedIn about other things you know, being a chef, wanting to be a lawyer. You are in charge. The answer to the question is by understanding that you have no choice because you've signed up for it and or that you have unlimited choices. You'll just have to deal with a different level of short-term discomfort to change up your life. What's the best way to figure out the ideal size packaging of a homemade product? That is called testing. Testing and learning. It means go buy a bunch of different things, bubble wraps, different cardboards, different ice packs, and ship them to cousins and friends and random people all over the world and see how they get delivered most properly for the lowest cost possible.
I'm starting a dispensary in New York City. How would you recommend I differentiate myself from the competition in terms of marketing?
Original content. I would start a podcast. I would start a vlog. I would crush BTS. I would Twitch. You literally standing in your dispensary all day. Don't show the customers because people, there's still just enough stigma to it that I'm not sure, but you can tell people if they want to. Like, content, 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 content. Content, motherfuckers. What do you think we've been on for the last fucking 15 years? This shit is so obvious. It is content. And some platforms will be better than others for you. Some people will be good at streaming. Some people will be good at podcasts. Some people will be good at social media. Some people will be good on live social media. Some people are good at writing and video and jokes and skits. But it's fucking content. Self-awareness of what you, that's how you differentiate. People will want to buy from you. And then hardcore, like word of mouth, customer service, like all that stuff. It all fucking matters, but it's fucking content out here, friends.
Is there a point where you switch from the document type of content creation to a more refined approach where you post less and focus on the quality?
Yeah, great timing. We just had a 1-hour meeting. Look, I think I call it now quality quantity ratio more than just volume. You know, as a lot of you have seen, I've spoken a lot about post 40 times a day and all this. Now I'm more of the mindset of like, if you're capable to post 40 times a day, then you should. But if you're not, then you shouldn't.
How does one acquire experience in new career fields when school isn't an option? And how does one really dive into one career when jobs can feel like they lose their flavor like a piece of bubble gum?
Well, there's multiple things that are going on. First of all, the first answer is humility. Go get internships and lowest paying job in the industries you want to be in when school doesn't provide. Good news, school's not going to provide you any information anyway. Even the places where you need higher education, lawyers, doctors, all that, you can read about surgery and then there's actual surgery. You can read about what you're supposed to do in the fucking courtroom and then you fucking have to litigate. School's fake. Real life's real life. So the answer to how to get experience is go get experience. Now they're like, well, there's no jobs. No, no. You didn't have the humility to get the entry level job in this thing that you're so passionate about to fucking do for your living. I don't want to hear that you want to be a sportscaster and you passed on an internship at fucking ESPN because you think you went to fucking college. Dustin, people lack humility. You know this. You used humility to get in your entry level and now you fucking sit around on Twitch. Right?
Yep.
Sid was Sid the intern. That was his original fucking brand. Now he runs my whole team. I don't understand where the fucking lack of patience and lack of humility came in, but it fucking came in. And fucking fuck you all. Fuck. Like, what do you want? You want fucking silver platter shit? I get it. I know society and parenting has done that for the 60, 70% that are fortunate in first world countries. That's just not how fucking life works. You want to fucking go? Go fucking get a low paying job in the industry you want to be in. And then the second part is even more entitlement. Like, how do you keep it interesting when it tastes like a piece of gum? I don't know. Like, maybe look at yourself. Maybe you're the fucking problem. Maybe you shouldn't be bored of a job after a year. Maybe you're just doing the bare minimum. Maybe you're not networking. Maybe you're not staying after hours. Maybe you're not building a relationship with the clients or the upper management. Maybe you're not doing studying on your industry after work. Like, enough fucking blame. Fuck. I'm in a mood today, right? Like, I don't like it. Right? Twitch, back me up on this shit. Like, what the fuck? Like everybody just wants everything so fucking easy now. Like, fuck. Like, eat shit. You want me happy? Eat shit. Learn to be comfortable with discomfort. My fucking back hurt for 20 years before I fixed it. You know what I mean? Like, fuck, man. Everyone's so fucking soft. Do work is right, Ferg. Ferguad is right. Do fucking work. Like, I don't understand how everybody's decided it should all be easy. You want it to go be easy? Let me give you another. Actually, let me flip the switch and go completely the other way. You want it to be really easy? And like the shit that everybody wants? Go live a simple life. The only people that have it the way that a lot of people are asking for it are living in the fucking countryside of Peru and milking a cow and fucking living a nice life, because you can't have both. You can't get the stuff you want without putting in the work and being discomforted. Like, you just can't. Like, the way to get what a lot of people ask me for is to fucking go simple. Go live in a very rural part of the world or a third or second world country and live with simplicity. And oh, by the way, I think that's phenomenal. I think that's great. I think that if what you want is chill, I want to enjoy my life. You want to enjoy your life? There's two ways to do it. Have a passion and go hard, or the complete other side. Don't be in the middle like all 7 billion people are. Or the complete other side. Go chill out. Don't try to be chill in New York City. The fuck are you coming to New York and looking for chill? You want fucking chill? Go to some place I've never heard of in Brazil, where there's 613 people that live there, and go work for a merchant in town and sell tomatoes from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. and then go read and walk up the hill and look at the beautiful countryside and fall in love. I don't fucking know. Like, get the fuck out of the middle. People want chill. Well, don't find chill in first world countries, big cities. Stockholm is not chill. Even though it's Europe and a chill part of it's way more gangster than like the middle of fucking nowhere, Montana in America. Work in a fucking general store. Be a teacher in a local town of 13 students. Like, people are just like asking for things that aren't real. I want to be chill, but I want $1 million. Fuck you. Fuck, man.
So real.
Right?
That is...
Find the extremes. Everyone's in the middle. You want chill? And like, yeah, I just want to be happy. Well, then know yourself. You can only be happy if you're deeply passionate about something and you do it 24/7 because you fucking love it so much and you may or may not make a lot of money with that. Or go simplistic as fuck. Why do I get scared of not having customers? Zerpush, I think that, first of all, this is epic. Zerpush asks for a question, I jump in, pretty excited about it, and then Zerpush comes with a big time question. Why are you scared of not having customers? It's because you're scared of failure. You're scared of not succeeding. You're scared that you're telling everybody around you that you're gonna build this peanut butter jam company. Zerpush, tell us in the chat what you're selling while I do this video. Sid will tell me. You're scared of your t-shirt company not working. You're scared of failure. Almost everybody right now on this Twitch is scared of losing. And why are they scared of losing? They're scared of other people's opinions. Opinions that are not their own about themselves. And so that's what's going on. Zerpush. You know, like, you're scared of what people are gonna think if you fail. You're scared of if it doesn't work, you have to go get a job working for something you don't like. You're scared. And fear is the currency that I'm trying to eliminate from the world. So, all right, I gotta prep for my next meeting. Thank you, everyone. This is fun. I'll do it much more.